which has been fun. As a matter of fact, I need to run a couple of errands later this morning, and I will probably take the scooter to do that, since it's going to be in the mid-90s today with high humidity and dew points. We have our own chance of some popcorn showers, just like Big Fatty in Charleston, but they aren't until tomorrow. And really, they're not really popcorn showers. It's just kind of our regular summer storms.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We have our own chance of some Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3809 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of September 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a technology report telling you about the weekend and some very sad news. Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're poor Big Fatty today because, y'all, although the weekend was lovely, just lovely, before the weekend started, there was some technology calamity. And, y'all, it has continued. Y'all, I am recording this at 9:45 p.m. in the evening, Eastern, daylight time, because I've been put through the ringer, as they say, but we'll get to that in just a minute, and I'll tell you about the weekend in just a minute, but first let's do this. I awoke on Sunday morning to the news on Twitter that Scotty, the little Aussie battler, he posted on there that his father passed away. Many of you may know that by now, but some of you may not. And y'all, evidently from what I've seen, His mother went in to wake his father up, and he had passed away in his sleep. If anything good can come of this, is that it was a peaceful passing, and it was totally unexpected, according to Scotty. And y'all, it's never. Easy to lose a parent, I think it's even worse when it's unexpected. But y'all, Scotty has supported this community for many, many years, since the inception of Pride 48. And I know many of you out there have met Scotty at Pride 48 events, and I know he has done several tours of visiting different folks when he comes on his holidays to the States. I know one year he visited Georgia and Atlanta, and the folks over there, and Big Fatty drove over to meet him over there, and I know he's visited Miss Bacon and her family, and I'm sure there are many others that I've got, you know, it's tough to talk about all of this, and I've got lots on my mind anyway, and you'll hear about all of that. But Y'all, I want you to keep Scotty in your thoughts. Send him good energy. And Scotty, we love you and are thinking about you. Last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I recorded the Thursday and the Friday shows. Was it Wednesday? Was the Apple Snack event? Y'all, I was, I said, oh, I want to sit down and watch the Apple Snack event. So I turned on the Apple Snack TV and y'all, I'm watching it and y'all, I'm like, I've seen this before. Y'all, I was watching the Web Designers Conference that was earlier in the summer, and y'all, I was missing all the good stuff. So y'all, I waited until later on Wednesday and I watched it. Y'all, I will not be getting the new iPhone. And I will not be getting the new Apple clock or the EarPods. But y'all, I know there are many of you that are you know the number one person to order all that shit is Acha. Y'all, did you hear him on his show? I'm not gonna get the new EarBobs yet. Y'all, he will, before the end of this month, he will have ordered them as well. But, anyway, y'all, not a whole lot, happened on Wednesday evening. Y'all, Thursday morning, got up and, packed my valise and, Granny came over. He got here about, I don't know, a little after... after 11 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we loaded up Ruby Red, and we were off to the Metropolis and Domingo Blues. Y'all, it was the Pone Star weekend out by the old swimming hole, the cement pond, and y'all arrived on Thursday, and y'all standing at the desk, checking in as we walked through the door. Y'all, it's young Nicholas. Y'all, we were not expecting young Nicholas until after work on Friday, and y'all, there he is, about 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday, and I asked no questions. I just, and he was staying with Granny. Durwood was gonna try to make it over, but he didn't, he had too much going on, too much, and anyway, y'all, we got all checked in, and we headed. Did we head over to the Capri Lounge? I believe we did for a cocktail, and we did. Yeah, we did, and y'all, we saw Chris there, and y'all had a little. Supper at the poolside cafe, and y'all then on watch the Big Brother Thursday night. Y'all, it's 2 hours, and y'all, oh my goodness, somebody had a hissy fit on the Big Brother, and y'all, it's just never know what's gonna happen. But y'all, after the Big Brother was over, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, I would play that two more times because there were three gentlemen callers that even, fatty, you whore. Y'all, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, that was it. That was all the gentlemen callers for the weekend. But, y'all, it's, you know, when you make it happen early, sometimes you don't need to make it happen often, fatty. But anyway, y'all, we got up on Saturday morning and we went to the Sunrise Grill, where we always have a nice brufkas, and came back, and y'all, it was just a leisurely afternoon. Big Fatty had a couple of meetings regarding the old swimming hole party on Saturday, and y'all, we were watching the weather very carefully. But anyway, right night, y'all went over and I had to introduce all of our special guests over at the edge, taking it to the edge, and so that went well. And y'all, then on Saturday morning, y'all, it was overcast. It had rained some on evening, and y'all, but they had everything all set up and all, and the weather was threatening. We kept looking at the radar to see when the red rain was coming. Y'all, all the festivities started about noon, and the Pone Stars went out and had photo ops, and they had some giveaways for everybody and all, and just some chitter-chatting, and y'all, then we had a hot dog lunch, and then after that, y'all had one last chance for a picture or two, and then everybody had to put the cameras away, and y'all, we had some games. Now, y'all, since there's the monkeypox going on, normally we have some bobo honking, but y'all, we erred on the side of caution, and we just did some fun little games. I mean, the Pone Stars were standing there butt naked, but there was no touching. They were feeding fruit. Feeding fruit. But it was really a lot of fun. And y'all, then they had, then the live Pone started, and y'all, I was watching the skies, and we had four different little scenes, and then we had the big finale where they were all out there at one time. And y'all, the big finale started, and I finally just cut it off a little early. I said, y'all, another big hand for our special guest, and reminded them that if it started raining, the pool party could continue, but if it's lightning, they need to get out of the pool. And I thanked them for coming and said, thank you for calling. And y'all, within 5 minutes of me ending the show, y'all, the bottom fell out. Big Fatty, what about the weather? Well, the bottom of the weather fell out. Probably some other bottoms that fell out. But anyway, and y'all, then Saturday night was a quiet night for Big Fatty, and we got up and drove back on Sunday morning, and I've just been piddling around the villa here. Y'all got out and did my nip walk. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Y'all, did you know it was a full moon weekend? Yes, Big Fatty, the crazies were out.
It, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, I see y'all on Wednesday before I left. I got an e-letter from the GoDaddy, saying that they were going to shut down the BFO if I didn't remove lots and lots of files and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, you know, it was telling me to redo things and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, I didn't know what was going on. And I called them, and they weren't very helpful this time. So I sent an e-letter to Mr. Tim Kumal and sent the thing to the e-letter to him. And so I said, well, can I talk to you once the weekend? I get back home. And I talked to Veda. And y'all, basically, I think we figured it out. But in the process of figuring it out, y'all, I fucked it up. So the... Big Betty, no surprise there. Y'all, what I was trying to do was I was trying to download all of the archives of the BFO. In case they took the site down, I would still have the archives. And y'all, I've fucked it up. And I don't think I can recover it. I've totally lost 2021, and I've probably lost all of 2022 except for maybe this month. So y'all, just chalk it up to Big Fatty being Big Fatty. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Veda was sitting right here with me when I fucked up part of it, but y'all, I'm just telling you, some of it's just gone. It's just gone, but I think I'll be okay with the GoDaddy. But y'all, if you were going back listening to some of the old shows, there ain't nothing up there right now, okay? But I've got some of the early stuff, but once again, I'm not sure how Big Fatty did it. Big Fatty, if anybody's gonna fuck it up, it's gonna be you. It's true. So hopefully you'll actually get this little show. Now, whether you actually do or not, I don't know, but we will see, I guess, in the morning when Steve the Tater says, "Oh, somebody go check on Big Fatty. He's the little show did not post," or Miss Beva. Miss Beva will say, "Where is Fatty? I need to hear about the horror." And if you don't hear anything, y'all, it was nice knowing you. And y'all, if you don't hear anything, I'll put something up on the www, and just give me a few days, or I should say give Veda and the patron saint a few days to figure out what the fuck I've done. If anyone has archives of 2021 the first 8 months of 2022, just get in touch with Big Fatty, please. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll have them put to death so that you don't get those little shows. Well, whatever. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, there's big doings here at the Villa. Starting late Thursday night into Friday, but we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Y'all, at the beginning of today's... Oh, by the way, did you hear Crooked Hat talking about he wanted to sit in a special chair at the orchestra? Big Fatty! Laughing Buddha was at the beginning of the show. Laughing Buddha?
We have our own chance of some Big Fatty.
Oh, no, not... Well, you do, unless it's 2021... And the first 8 months of 2022.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.